Back again on Rutherford Issues here on WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, and welcoming in the Environmental Education Coordinator for Rutherford County, Mimi Kiesling, and she is here to talk about the oil-based paint collection, which is coming up on Saturday, the 17th of this month. Tell us about the oil-based paint. What's going on here on the 17th?
Well, I appreciate you having me here today because we're really trying to get the word out. This is something new that Rutherford County citizens are not accustomed to. In the past, citizens always took their paint to the household hazardous waste collection. That is a TDEC-sponsored event. Now, that event is Saturday, November the 5th from 8 to 12. But TDEC has drafted new regulations prior to any county receiving a hazardous waste collection event. We are now required to collect oil-based paint prior to the event. So we have scheduled an oil-based only paint collection for Saturday, September the 17th. That will be from 9 to 12 that day.
Oil-based paint, I guess the best way to think about what when in your sea of cans of paint like I have at my house is the ones that you have to take some type of mineral spirits or lacquer thinner or something of that nature to clean brushes and things?
Exactly. The can will be either labeled oil-based or it could also be labeled alkyd paint. And the cleanup for it would be with some type of a solvent, whereas latex paint is just cleaned with regular soap and water.
Now, there's a common misconception out there that if you have a paint can, you can't throw it away. But, you know, you've got latex paint, you've got this oil-based paint. Kind of give us some guidelines on what paint can be disposed of, what paint has to be disposed of in a collection such as this.
Okay. It is very confusing, and because we've never done it this way before, it's a whole new system. You never want to put wet paint into the trash. There are numerous locations throughout Murfreesboro where somebody painted their house, they put the remainder paint into the trash. When the garbage truck comes by to pick it up, they usually compact it after about every three households. And as soon as it's compacted, it does run outside the truck. So there are huge splats all over the place. Once you start noticing them, they become very obvious to you.
So now all of those splats in the road, that's paint that someone's put in the
garbage.
Wow.
And unfortunately, it does not, even though it's a latex paint generally that somebody's done that with, it does not come off the road. You would actually have to repave the road, and of course the city is not going to do that. So you're stuck with a big splatter on your street. You also are stuck with tire tracks as it runs through it. So your latex paint is not a hazardous waste. It is considered a nuisance waste. So we're encouraging citizens to learn proper solidification methods for that. You can actually go to my website, and there is a YouTube video, and there's a flyer that tells you how to do that. Now, oil-based paint, on the other hand, is considered semi-hazardous. So because it's semi-hazardous, we have to collect it. But TDEC themselves will not be collecting it at the hazardous waste collection. That's why we have set aside a special collection for the oil-based paint. That will be taken by the TDEC contractor, and it will be disposed of properly.
What makes the oil-based paint semi-hazardous? Is it the chemicals and the petroleum, I guess, that's used in
it? It is, and I'm not sure exactly what is in it that makes it different. You know, as you know, oil-based paint sticks to the wall much, much better. Most of our older homes here in the historic district, which is where your station is located, most all of them have oil-based paint in them, at some point. I have an old home, and I've just had to continue putting oil-based paint on my trim because that was what there originally, and the latex paint really won't stick to it.
And it's a lot of fun to paint with, isn't it?
Gives you a headache.
Yes, it does.
You have to have a well-ventilated room, and it takes forever to dry.
Mimi, tell us about the collection site and what will take place coming up on Saturday, the 17th. It's from 9 until 12. Where can we bring it by, and how do we need to dispose of it?
Okay, well, I'm with Rutherford County Government, and we are actually collaborating with the City of Murfreesboro. So we're holding it at their Public Works facility, which is located at 4765 Florence Road. Now, that location is about halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. If you know where the large cemetery is at that point, it's just across the street and across the railroad tracks, and that is the location. It's the big mulching site. A lot of people are familiar with it because they see all of the trees and branches and brush that's taken there, and then it's mulched there.
And do you bring one can, two, or how many? Is there a limit?
No, there's not a limit. However, we're only accepting this from households. Painting contractors have to use a different method of disposing of their paint correctly. So this is for households only. However much you have, we're happy to take it. We will not take latex paint. And I know this is very confusing. I've had some citizens that are confused and they get a little frustrated. So we're trying our best to get the word out. If somebody brings latex paint, we will give them a flyer that explains the proper solidification methods, because you really want that to be dry before you put it in the trash. It's just it can even be get on people's cars on the road if it's thrown into the regular trash. So it has to be solidified for the latex paint.
Mm-hmm. So this is for oil-based paints only, and bring what you have to dispose of those. Like I said, I have a utility room full of, this was in this room and that room, and, what do you do with those? So I think it's important for us to also learn the process of solidifying what's in the latex cans, because at that point, once it's solid, you dispose of it.
Exactly. And yeah. The video that we created is actually called Stop the Splat. You can actually find it on YouTube. Kind of goes through the process of solidifying it, because it's a huge mess, if you don't. So this is kind of a twofold education campaign that we're working on right now.
Mimi, before you get away, I know that we've got some time before November 5th, but we have so many phone calls of people wanting to know, when is the next hazardous waste collection? That is a really big thing, and it's, a couple of times a year, I think.
Actually, the state only holds it once per year now.
Is it once? Okay.
And last year, we were not able to get a collection. They've had some major budget cuts. And so they've had, because of the budget cuts, as we all know, the economy has not been so great in the last few years. They've cut the paint for one reason, because they were spending $500,000 a year just solidifying latex paint, which is not a hazardous waste. They're still willing to take the oil-based paint, but there's just so much confusion about it. That's why they want the county to handle it in advance. Now, on November the 5th, we are having a hazardous waste collection, and that is really designated strictly for hazardous waste. In the past, citizens brought computers and all types of electronics. They've eliminated that as well, and we now have a location where citizens can take their electronics 2 days per week.
Now, that is very interesting, because with so many electronics in households now, and you're in a situation where you go through those, so there's a place that we can take those old computers, old electronics now?
Yes, we're now doing that 2 days a week, on Tuesdays and then again on Saturdays. The hours are from 10 to 4, and the location is 1140 Haley Road. That's kind of over there in that industrial area off of Middle Tennessee Boulevard. That's actually a location of where we recycle as well. It's a recycling center. So we do that 2 days per week. So the hazardous waste collection has been kind of narrowed down to just truly the hazardous chemicals, medicines, and all types of things that are just truly hazardous.
Well, kind of making way for streamlining a bit, but also more convenience now for Rutherford Countyans with the ability to dispose of those computers and such on Haley Road. And again, we want to touch on the oil-based paint collection. Give us the when, where, and date and everything.
Okay, it will be Saturday, September the 17th, from 9 to noon. The location is 4765 Florence Road. And you can go to the Rutherford County TN.gov website and either click on Solid Waste, or you can click under Public Works, or you can go to Environmental Education for complete details. And that will be for households only and oil-based paint only.
Mimi, very good. I appreciate you coming by today, and we'll continue to get the word out about the oil-based paint collection, which is coming up on the 17th.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian, for having me.
Very good. That is Mimi Kiesling, the Rutherford County Environmental Education Coordinator, joining us here on Rutherford Issues. We'll be back in just a moment.